welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Pull up a chair. Time for a little Geek Cave chat. I'm Darren.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
And I'm Chad.
Yeah, I guess...
Yay!
Yeah. Guess you can tell what we're talking about. Looks like
yep.
The Muppet Show coming to Disney Plus, guys.
Huh. Just another reason that I feel bad for not having Disney Plus.
Again. Yay!
Yeah, so starting on February 19th, all five seasons of the original series are going to be hitting Disney Plus. Kermit the Frog actually released a statement on this. Yeah, we've got it up on our website.
What website's that?
No, that's geekcavepodcast.com. I want to read it in Kermit's voice, but I don't think I'm going to do a good enough job.
Well, let me pull it up. Hold on.
Okay, so while Justin does that, by the way, that's where you can get all of the really important pop culture news that you need at geekcavepodcast.com, where TGC Liz writes 97% of the content, and I show up whenever I get a wild hair up my ass, or in this case, whenever I see a press release before she does.
And if Liz wasn't so... There we go.
There it is.
I'm like... It's going to be great to welcome back longtime fans and give a new generation of fans a chance to see how we got our start, how Miss Piggy became a star, and so much more. As for Statler and Waldorf, all I can add is, sorry guys, but here we go again.
All right. Well done, Justin.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I was thinking this is a good opportunity for us to kind of, I don't know, chat up the Muppet Show a little bit, as if the show needs any more promotion.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, the release of this seems to be geared almost exclusively to us.
Yeah.
And people our age, and I would say up to 10 years older than us.
That's fair.
Because Lord knows my child has no earthly desire to watch anything Muppets, which is frustrating. Treasure Island boring.
No.
See, my kid likes Muppets from Space and has asked several times to watch it. He's like, yeah, sure. Cool.
My kid wants to watch Mr. Bean's Holiday.
I'm also okay with this. Yeah. But we're not here to talk about Mr. Bean, as wonderful as he is. It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights.
It's time to give you the Geek Cave's favorite Muppet Show episodes.
On the Muppet Show tonight.
Dun, dun, dun.
I am like super giddy about this. I've got the first three seasons on disc, and then that's all Disney released because, you know, Disney. Yeah.
Is doing this going to further disincentivize Disney from ever releasing those hard discs?
Yes,
absolutely.
I'm saying yes.
Yes.
I'm saying this spells the death of any hope that anyone had of having the hard copies.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. I mean, the fact that they've only released three and they're going to put all five up on the streaming service says they're never going to release these again.
The counter argument is it'll be there for a year and then you'll get the whole series in one box set at Christmas 2021.
Yeah, or what I was going to say is you can only buy them at Disney World.
Hmm. Yeah, I could see that. See, if they do the box set, I want it to be Beaker's head and you open it by like squeezing and turning the nose, and then you know how Beaker's mouth is made. It opens that way. Yeah, it opens that way, and you can get the disc. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because we're not getting the new DuckTales on DVD, even though they're wrapping that series up. We know that, and Disney has no incentive. They can just keep charging you $9.99 or $7.99 or whatever the hell it is if you got the bundle, and they can just, you know, perpetually get your money that way. I'm a little disappointed Muppets Tonight isn't up there yet, but that might be because I was, you know, coming of age at the time Muppets Tonight was on, so I have a little bit of nostalgia toward that one.
And it may be that
I would have preferred Muppets Tonight than the last two seasons of The Muppet Show.
Mm. Well, maybe. It's been a long time since I've seen either, so I say that cautiously.
I just want to see Garth Brooks kicking chickens again.
Well, there is that. But I mean, just for, yes, this is geared for more people our age, a little older, a little younger. I mean, because The Muppet Show stopped, they stopped making new episodes of The Muppet Show in 1981. And then it was just in syndication for years after. But
then it was movies.
But yeah, but then
and the movies were what grabbed our age.
Yeah. But I have clear memories of, you know, on some nights being able to stay up really late and getting to see The Muppet Show just before Tales from the Dark Side, which, you know, is a great juxtaposition.
And see, I never watched any Muppets until I was an adult. Correction, I watched Muppet Babies on Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh yeah, so did I.
And I watched Sesame Street, which are Muppets but aren't the Muppets.
No. Yeah, they're Muppet adjacent.
And so I celebrate with you on the release of this through Disney Plus, but I have not the same excitement.
Yeah, I had a bootleg VHS copy of Muppets Take Manhattan because my grandparents had cable and were able to record it for me. And I wore that thing out. It's just, the Muppets have been part of my childhood, my life, and I am super stoked about this. And going back and watching some of the celebrity guests that have been on there have also been part of my life, like Christopher Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
You know. He's in season 4, which they've not released, so I haven't seen that episode in years.
But I have this probably one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, especially at like towards the end when he makes a joke at Piggy's expense, she goes to karate chop him and hits him square in the gut, and you hear this clang like you do in the Superman movies, and he just stands there smiling.
Yeah, that was a good one. One of my favorites was from the last season 5, when Johnny Cash appeared on the show. And for anyone who hasn't seen it, basically they kind of turned it into like almost a hostile takeover, where this country radio station called WHOG, W Hog, decides to do a radio broadcast of the show because Johnny Cash is on it, and they end up almost running the show, and Kermit has to retake the thing. And it's great.
Nice.
It's just great.
From one of the earlier, I think maybe second or third season, John Cleese was on there, and it's it's typical John Cleese.
He co-wrote that episode.
Nice, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Where he steadfastly refuses to sing any of the songs, and then at the very end plugs his new music album.
Yes.
Well, and you just it was almost like a precursor, I want to say, to SNL as far as celebrity guests go, because you had Milton Berle, you had Steve Martin, Christopher Reeve, as you mentioned, Don Knotts, Alice Cooper, this wide swath of talent interacting with socks with eyes.
One of my favorite things was Vincent Price was a guest star on there.
Yes.
And as they recorded him singing a Beatles song and then overlaid that with ghosts singing it. And the song was I'm Looking Through You.
Yes.
And it's just, it's marvelous. It's just absolutely marvelous.
Oh my gosh.
So I could sit here and gush forever about the Muppets. So if we want to, you know, not go on for, you know, another hour and a half, we should probably let somebody else talk.
Yeah. Well, I listed my favorite episode. You listed Christopher Reeve. Is that one your favorite or?
Like I said, I haven't seen that one in years. I just have that clear memory of him being on it in that one. Probably one of my favorites is the John Cleese one.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Well, Chad, I know that you are among the three of us, the newbie to the Muppets, but as far as the Muppet Show goes, do you have any episodes that stand out?
I liked Benny and the Jets. I liked Elton John's episode.
Mm. Oh,
yes. I also like Alice Cooper. I mean, Alice Cooper is honestly just a treasure to humanity.
Yeah.
But I think I liked the, because Elton John at the time was so over the top with his visual style.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he fit in so well with the Muppets and it worked absolutely really well. And so I would say that Elton John as a guest with Benny and the Jets as the performance is the one that comes to mind first and foremost most of the time.
I'm looking at a photo of the John Cleese episode now, and I have no context because I never saw that episode, but he's in a mariachi outfit.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So that's the thing that happens.
Refusing to do a maraca solo, by the way.
Yes, until the lawyers get involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another one that
people... Or the monsters or something like that.
Another one a lot of people will be seeing for the first time in season 4, the stars of Star Wars showed up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so Mark Hamill and Peter Mayhew and...
Yeah, I know 3PO was there.
Yeah. And I'm blanking on his name, and that pisses me off.
There were four people. Four people from Star Wars showed up. I don't remember the other two.
I don't think it was ever Harrison Ford or Carrie Fisher.
No, no. Harrison Ford could barely be bothered to remember anything about Star Wars when he's not on the Star Wars set, and that's by his own admission.
But I mean, just I'm looking at the list of guest stars. I mean, Harvey Korman, Candace Bergen. I mean, just the list of amazing comedic actors. Harry Belafonte, he's not a comedian, but he's a fantastic musician. He was a close personal friend of Henson's. And so for him being on there, you could tell he was having a great time because he was getting to work with his buddy.
He also performed with the Muppets at Jim Henson's funeral.
Yes. George Burns, Rich Little, Dom DeLuise. He was in one of the episodes.
Well, and then you've got kind of the theater folk at the time. You know, Rita Moreno, Liza Minnelli, Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews was an amazing one. Peter Sellers was in there.
I think Cloris Leachman did a bit. I mean,
Phyllis Diller.
Yep.
Phyllis Diller was everywhere in the late 70s.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Cloris Leachman did it. Bob Hope. Zero Mostel.
Basically, anybody who is anybody at that particular point in time. It's a nice little time capsule of late 70s, early 80s TV.
You can
really get a grasp of what pop culture was then and how a lot of this stuff is still funny 30 years later.
And what's funny to me is watching the things that are only funny today now because it's the Muppets.
Yeah.
All right. So, for example, and I'm going to blank on the name. Give me half a minute to come up with the name of the actor because he was like a ballet dancer. Okay. Rudolf Nureyev.
Oh, right? Yes. Okay.
Okay. So, one of those. One of the comic tropes of the early film all the way into like the late 80s was the predatory female as a comic trope, where the female aggressively pursuing the guy in a romantic sense was funny. You know, not funny when a guy, you know, guy aggressively pursues a woman. Creepy. No. And scary.
Yes.
But call it what you will in terms of our society, but it was funny going the other way. And it's still funny to watch Miss Piggy in the hot tub with this guy, you know, pursuing him, and him at the time saying things like, you know, I was dancing the Nutcracker and now I'm in a hot tub with a pig. You know, and just kind of going back, you know, only the Muppets could still make that kind of stuff funny. Okay, Mel Brooks still makes that stuff funny, but he's 90-something years old and, you know, he's not as timeless.
Oh, another one. Danny Kaye was on there, and he did a wonderful rendition of the song Inchworm. It's just, mm-hmm. it was just a nice show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 20 years from now, when, you know, our grandkids are listening to this, they're going to be like, what the hell are you all talking about? But for me, right here, right now, I'm ecstatic, and I can't
grandkids
wait.
Grandkids of mine listening to this, like, in 2041, give your mother hell. Absolutely. Give your mother absolute hell. You can give, you know, Justin's grandkids, you can give your father hell.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Absolutely. And then swap and give Chad's, yeah, swap. You know, you swap and give each other's parents hell.
I'm just saying, but it is 2021, and I am saying, children of my child, you have my permission.
Yes.
There will be whatever future treat there that's available.
You get an extra turn in Pap's holodeck.
And if you've clicked on this link in the episode that airs in 2041, welcome.
Greetings from the past.
Boy, those giant bugs just came out of nowhere, didn't they?
Oh man, you got the giant bug future. I got the ape future.
Aw.
You know, when it gets down to the Muppet Show, I don't know that I could pick, really, of all of their guest stars. They had so many tops. Like, I told you the ones that I liked.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of the who's who of guest stars, just reading through the list is nuts, man.
Oh, yeah.
Nuts. Who thought
Sylvester,
of this?
Sylvester Stallone was on The Muppet Show.
I forgot about that.
Liberace, Roger Miller. I mean, people that I watched on the, or listened to on the radio.
Dudley Moore.
Well, you only get that if you're, you know, if you got Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, that's, see, now I'm getting into the list of people that I'm excited for because I haven't seen these in forever.
Well, it's like I gotta show up at one of y'all's house now because I haven't seen the one with Victor Borge.
Yeah, John Denver.
Dizzy Gillespie. Linda Carter.
Jonathan Winters.
Carol Channing. Roger Moore.
Oh, Anthony Daniels, C-3PO. That's who I couldn't think of earlier. So mm-hmm. not to give Mr. Daniels, you know.
There he is,
Al Linden.
Al Linden.
Nervous Elk. Carol Burnett.
Yes.
Wow, Gene Kelly too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Marty Feldman with Cookie Monster, Ernie
Monster,
Grover, Count Von Count, and two Anything Muppets.
That alone right there is worth the price of admission.
Their last episode, hosted by Shirley Bassey. She was the one who sang Goldfinger for the James Bond movie Goldfinger. Like that was
oh, yeah.
Song.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I celebrate with you guys. I'm a little jealous of some of them that you're going to get to watch that I won't because, well, when I look at my budget does not have room for three streaming services that I won't use.
We really should just send this episode to Disney and ask for a bunch of vouchers for Disney Plus.
We should.
Yeah. It's like, you want your stuff reviewed? Man, do we have the folks for it? And just points fingers back. Hi.
So, yeah, starting February 19th, all five seasons will be on Disney Plus. And I assume they're going to treat it like most other shows where they're just going to throw it all up at once and they're not going to do the whole Disney Plus originals where it's one episode at a time.
Well, they don't have to film those.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're already there. So, yeah, cool. I'm excited. I can't wait.
But as long as we're going to talk about, you know, the originals and things going up, and spoilers for anyone who's not watched all of Mandalorian yet. What'd you think of the Luke Skywalker appearance in Mandalorian?
Well, I haven't watched season two yet, but okay.
Oh.
That's all right. It was already spoiled. I frequent Reddit, so.
I really liked watching the parallel of the end of Rogue One and that episode of Mandalorian.
Yes.
Like, huh.
Yes. Jon Favreau totally did that on purpose. But no, I have consistently thought that Mandalorian is spectacular. And that episode was just one more confirmation that, yes, this is spectacular. This is what I like. Prefacing, I like the sequel trilogy, but this is what I wish we'd gotten instead of the sequel trilogy.
The things that I've been hearing for the most part indicate that one of the things that makes this so strong is that you're not following the Skywalkers.
Yes.
And so the universe is able to be big and complicated and messy without everything tying back to one family.
Right.
Or two, if you believe it, episode nine.
Having not seen the final episode yet, but it's nice to have a guest appearance while not being right. the center of attention.
And that's what it is. It is a kick-ass guest appearance. And if it's been spoiled for you, dear listener, well...
We gave a spoiler alert, so...
We did, and, you know, you've had the power to pause this podcast at any time you've so chosen. Really, it's your fault.
Yeah, I can't pause these guys when we're talking. I've tried.
All right, well, there you go. Muppet Show, Mandalorian, Disney Plus is pretty cool. And, yeah, it looks like next week, another episode of Watch What? So be sure to find that. Find that on your favorite podcast service. Find the next episode of Geek Cave Podcast version 3.0 coming in early February. We've got a really great interview coming as among those. It's fantastic. Trust me. And find our stuff on YouTube, Retromantics and Geek Cave Plays. So, gentlemen, I think it's time to unlight the lights.
Oh.
Draw the curtain?
Yeah. Well, Darren, I suppose we could do that, but that's just, you know, that's just your opinion. Kermit the Frog. Out.
You fool! You slept through the whole thing!